Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. What about understanding? Do they have knowledge? No, they have no real comprehension of the world. He asks, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? The answer is, they do not have. They do not possess true knowledge or real comprehensive understanding of the world. It is as if they are looking at reality through someone else's glasses. They have the wrong prescription, and they see some of what is out there, but it is distorted. They have no sense of justice. He says, those who eat up my people as they eat bread, they serve their own ends at the expense of others. I have a right not to be offended by someone praying in Jesus' name. So someone exercises that. What does it mean? The Christian has to find another way to pray. I have a right not to be offended by seeing the Ten Commandments in a public place. What happens? The Ten Commandments come down. So in the public square, those who are in a position to do so promote their own agenda and their own rights at the expense of God's people. They do not call on the Lord. Even in tough times, what do? They put their head down and push ahead with their own solution. If God were to lay them out on their backs, so the only way they can look is up, what would many, probably most, of this kind of people do? They would shake their fists in angry frustration. Why am I here? Why can I not go pursue my own agenda? What about their emotions? They're terrified. Verse 5, there they are in great fear. They're unable to explain the evidence within the context of their worldview. It's as though they were picked up and sat down in a place that was totally foreign to them, and they cannot explain it. They cannot orient themselves. They have no way to figure out where they are. They are terrified. They are afraid of the what-ifs. You may not see that on the outside. People are pretty good at covering it up a lot of time, but they are afraid of the what-ifs, the unknowns, the unforeseen. Proverbs 28 tells us, they'll run in fear of a shadow when there is no one pursuing them. David makes a clear connection here between worldview and lifestyle, between belief and behavior. It is because of what this individual says and has in his heart that he lives the way he does. What's the bottom line? From God's perspective, the human race is in a hopeless condition if left to its own devices. The only way there is hope for us is if God intervenes. That is the only way anything will change. So as the righteous looks at all of this, how does the righteous person respond? The way of the righteous is to be led by God. Even though the wicked try to frustrate them, God leads the righteous to success. You shame the counsel of the poor, verse 6, but the Lord is his refuge. Trusting in the unseen makes no sense to the worldly. It is the only way that makes sense for the godly person, because the godly person knows what we can see does not last. It is only here for a time. Our trust must be in the unseen. Hebrews 11 tells us faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. During the time of Hezekiah in 2 Kings 19, Sennacherib and his army came against Israel. The best he could do was to make fun of Israel's God. It was the best weapon he could come up with. Hezekiah took what Sennacherib said and went to God and said, in so many words, God, are you going to let him get away with that? God said, no, just be calm. I have it under control. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.